We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Scheman. Pete Shepherd is sequestered or quarantined in his palatial studios at home. I am here in Estero with Chris on the other side of the glass. And we move forward into yet another week here on a Monday. Of course, another week. And the president has extended social distancing through April 30th. I will tell you that Lee County met today, and there were talks about, you know, total shutdown of Lee County. They decided not to do that. They said continue with how things are going with social distancing, and if you're over 65, do everything you can to stay in, and we'll keep rolling that way for the foreseeable future. I'm presuming Collier County will follow suit, as will Charlotte County as well. But we are good to go. We are here, and another day upon us. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Look, we got into some conversations earlier about sports because the NFL is talking, trying to figure out how the NFL draft is going to look. The schedule will not be released now April 17th. They're going to wait till May to release that.
Middle of May, yep, to release that.
I am thinking because they don't want to risk losing some primo games in September should they have to shorten the season, but I don't know that. That's just me speculating. But
that, and can also just to draw it all out, because the NFL loves to make their season a 12-month season, so they have the draft in April and they can do the schedule in May and extend that. But you're right, Chris. It's just a little bit of both.
Well, because normally in May we have OTAs and stuff going on, which seems like a pipe dream that that's going to happen.
Right.
I just don't know how you can fly in, 90 guys from around the country
I don't know.
Come together in a locker room.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's a possibility in May.
Right.
But you never know. But I think you're right that's why they're – let's give something to talk about in the month of May.
Okay.
Yep. No doubt.
So what we are left to talk about now, coming off the weekend, you two talked me into sampling Tiger King on Netflix.
You know, it has exploded.
I am not one to jump into the things that you guys throw at me every day that I go, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch that, you got to watch this, because I don't want to spend 300 hours a week in front of a TV. You guys do. That's fine. That's your choice. If you want to be couch potatoes, that's okay.
Well, hold on. I feel like you're painting me and Pete in the same corner here. Pete,
I walk, TV I go.
Guy too. But Pete watches a lot more TV than me,
That's true. All right. I digress. No, there's no
Well, you sit out, you sit out in your...
Go ahead.
No, but yeah, it's not a lot, but it's
you're right.
You know, I still play. I play golf when I walk, but Chris, I'd say we're proud even. What do you mean? I watch more than you. I'd say we're even. Might be different shows.
Look, you do a lot more shows than I do. I guess that's what I was trying to say. Like, okay. Yeah, we probably.
Yeah,
watch,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, my TV is. It's a Friday night. I'm hanging out on the back porch. Maybe there's a game on in the corner.
It used to be.
Yeah, right. Back, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, that's different.
When that sort of thing could happen. But like, I'm getting into the show game right now, which is that's something new to me. I'm not a big show guy, apart from, you know, my reality TV, Below Deck, Survivor,
Bachelor.
And The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Which, by the way, Bachelor Nation, sad news to report on the Bachelorette front. Looks like the entire series of The Bachelorette is going to get pushed aside. We're going to go straight to Bachelor in Paradise over the summer and then pick it back up with The Bachelor next fall.
Well, wait, they usually film those shows at least, 6 months in advance, right?
Well, with The Bachelorette, they were actually filming and they were in Italy. So that got shut down a long time ago. Their filming did on The Bachelorette. Then, you know, they're coming back from Italy. They can't just go back and start kissing all over each other. You know, if you want to pick a TV show where coronavirus would spread the quickest, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette would probably be two of the shows higher up on the list.
Hey, real quick for our UFC fans, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Just call him Khabib.
That was close.
He can't travel out of Russia.
Right,
he's
that's
supposed
a
to have
problem.
A big fight. Yeah.
This weekend, that's not going to happen.
Not
going to
happen. UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov.
That's about as well as I've heard, Pete. So good job, kudos. Actually,
next.
Because a lot of people just refer to him as Khabib.
Khabib.
Oh.
And you know who he's
Khabib
talking
Kebab?
About? Just Khabib. Just Khabib, and you know who you're talking about, and you can move on. And you don't even have to mess around with Nurmagomedov.
I should have kebabs for dinner tonight.
You Ooh. Know what my problem with kebabs are? What? Not so much beef, but chicken kebabs.
Yes.
The cook is never the same throughout all pieces of chicken.
You're
so
right.
It's, I mean, it is like clockwork. Maybe I'm not doing it right, where I've got to take pieces of chicken afterwards and put them back on the grill. That's embarrassing. It's always embarrassing to have to relight your grill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's about as embarrassing of a move around people. That's about as low as it gets.
I've been in situations where I did that. I was like, well, let's just put it in the microwave.
You know, like like burgers, you could kind of play off.
Right.
Wait, can you put my burger back on? And I thought you liked it medium rare. Right. Sure. Let me go turn the grill back on and take care of you. No problem, Jim. You undercooked the burger.
Right.
But nobody has to know that. Chicken.
Was it really Jim?
I'm just throwing something out there.
Yeah, okay.
But chicken, you know.
Yeah,
you got it right or you didn't get it right.
Right.
And that's my problem with chicken kebabs is it's never the same.
Yeah,
Don't you love it when your friends say if you're grilling, just go, I want mine mooing. Don't you love that?
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's easy to do.
Not chicken, but steaks.
Right, thank you. Because chickens don't moo. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tiz has just checked in. Tiz, your horse won on Saturday.
Yeah.
Tiz the day, season or
whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
All right, so back to my original point.
It was Tis the Season, you're right.
Tiger King.
So Tiger King, I am three episodes in. They're all crazy, whether it be Joe Exotic, Doc, or this Carol chick, who I think is evil on top of crazy.
Carol Baskin.
You haven't met the craziest character yet.
No
That's
way.
All I'm going to say.
Way.
That's
no
all
way.
I'm going to say.
There's more?
You're watching episode four tonight?
I don't know.
The crazy.
I will get to four tonight.
The crazy guy, the guy that really brings the bleep storm on Joe Exotic, gets introduced in episode four.
Really?
Starts off as a good guy. You think, oh, way to go, coming in, helping out a fellow Oklahoman. Not the case.
Is he married to him or anything
Not
like this?
Not the
like
case.
The polygamy
I'm not
gonna
ruin
going
anything.
On?
I'm not going to ruin anything
ruin
for
it.
You.
Well, when the dudes all started getting married, apparently my jaw was on the floor. My wife snapped a photo of me and sent it out to everybody she knows. And she couldn't stop laughing. Laughed at me for 10 minutes straight just based on my reaction to that. I can't remember if that was episode two or episode three.
I could just hear you going, oh, my God. Oh my, and then octaves going up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. You say that a lot with this. All right, so now bring it to full speed. I mean,
okay,
the show's already done and in the can, but something's happening now.
Yes, it is. Chad Cronister, he's the Hillsborough County Sheriff. So here's the story. A Florida sheriff is jumping on the popularity of Tiger King to ask for new leads in the 1997 disappearance of Jack Donald Don Lewis. As most of you know, as we talked about, the docuseries premiered on Netflix earlier this month revolves around the life of Oklahoma zookeeper Joe Exotic and the events that led him to plan a murder-for-hire plot against animal rights activist Carol Baskin. The show also explores Baskin's life, including her husband Don Lewis, went missing in 97, which we talked about. We've seen that. We still don't know how he made his money. He was worth anywhere from 7 to 20, 18 million, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
But basically what's happened is Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, taking advantage of the show's popularity, now is asking for new leads in the case. So he tweets out, and I retweeted it in case you want to see, at PSHEP326. Since at Netflix and hashtag COVID-19, hashtag quarantine has made, hashtag Tiger King, all the rage, I figured it was a good time to ask for new leads, hashtag Carol Baskin, hashtag Don Lewis, hashtag Netflix, and a bunch of other hashtags. So on the tweet, it says, in big picture, only you, in capitals, can help solve the Jack Don Lewis cold case. Jack Donald Lewis, last seen. August 18th, 1997, date of birth, April 30th, 1938, 81 years old, white male, 5'10", 170 pounds. If you have any leads, call the Hillsborough County Sheriff Office, 813-247-8200.
Nobody has leads. Unless a tiger can pick up a phone and say, I ate him, there are going to be no leads from this.
Do you realize all the wacko psychedelic calls this guy's going to get over the next, you know, 24 hours alone?
He asked for it.
But we all know she did it. We all are screaming in our TVs. She did it. The tigers ate his body. Case closed. Now go figure it out.
Then you've got Carol's new husband. That guy.
Yeah.
Something's loose upstairs with that guy as well.
You know, we should put this on the poll. Who's the craziest person on that show? Who? Is it Joe Exotic?
I can't make
is
a judgment yet.
No. Is it Doc?
No.
Oh, you're telling me it's going to be introduced in episode four?
The craziest person, there's no way that you can make a case that Joe Exotic is the most crazy person on the show. He's out front with it. Like, everything that's crazy about him, he's cool with admitting. That's not crazy. That's just you're a weird dude.
Not only does he admit it, not only did he say if you attacked me or came at me, it'd be a Waco situation. He flat out said at the end of episode two, the beginning of episode three, hey, It's he goes, he has his cult, I have my cult, and it kind of works for both of us.
Is that a thing? If you're in the Big Tiger game, you have to have a cult of...
Big Cat game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
Doc
seen
up there in the Carolinas, he's got all of his women.
Doc and Teal.
And he gives them all big houses, and they all dress up in leopard skins.
Well, okay, but Joe doesn't, and you saw the filthy, disgusting living conditions in episode two,
it
was three.
The trailer.
They are disgusting. It's unlivable. You had rats in the dresser drawers. How about they were getting, said Walmart, they would get, and I kind of didn't know this, but
expired
like if you
meat?
Ever go to, expired if you go to Publix or Walmart or something, and you know, your credit card doesn't work or something, you bring up whether it's Oscar Mayer bologna, or any kind of meat, steak packages, they can't put it back on the shelf. It goes into like a dump, and they give it to wild animal preserves.
Yeah.
Well, they had a big truck in this show dump off, I mean, thousands of pounds of all types of meat, from cold cuts to regular beef, and including frozen veggies and frozen meat, some of it, and the staff got first dibs at the meats being dumped before they fed it to the tigers and the other cats.
And I think it was all past their expiration date too.
Some of it, yeah, but some of them, remember the guy goes, this is still frozen. He's like, I'm taking that home.
I know.
Air quote, home.
Right.
Home. And the places were filthy, disgusting, at least in the ones in Tampa.
That was a Tampa.
Oklahoma.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not much of a cult in Tampa with Carol. Yeah. She's got like her.
Well,
big
not
house.
Yet. No, well, there is, though. There is, though.
She's figured out, and this might get into it because it's tough to remember back what's episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth. But she's got this big cat preserve game.
Yeah.
She's got it figured out where she's not paying anybody.
Right.
She's just getting volunteers to come help her with everything, and she's pocketing all the money.
Yeah, season three. Yeah. Episode three. I saw that.
Okay, so Carol's the craziest on that show, and it is not close.
She's the evil. Yeah. She's the evilest, I'll tell you.
You know
that,
what?
Right? That's
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's a difference.
And I know this is probably coming on me, but his van was found at Pasco County Airport with the keys on the floor, according to the Tampa Bay Times. And again, Baskin reported her husband missing, told authorities that Lewis asked her to help prepare cars for transport to Costa Rica the night before he vanished.
Right.
And Baskin denied the rumors that she was involved in Lewis's disappearance. Although she said, quote, Don was not easy to live with. And like most couples, we had our moments, but I never threatened him, and I certainly had nothing to do with the disappearance. And she's never been charged in relation to the disappearance of Lewis.
That's
in the case
remains
open.
Because every bit of the evidence got digested by a tiger or the meat grinder.
Yeah, or the septic tank.
Or the septic tank.
There's a lot of theories floating around there from Joe Exotic.
And even the lawyer said, he's probably pushed out of an airplane over the Gulf of Mexico. There was a fourth theory floating around there, too.
Yeah.
But Jack Cronister, Hillsborough County Sheriff, has a tweet out. You have any information, give him a call. I tweeted it out.
Drake fan says, I don't know what's more crazy, Carol Baskins or Craig's 5 o'clock hot takes. I like that. All right, apparently the phones are blowing up. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Is the number. We have stumbled across Tiger King. And also, in a moment, I'll get to Gator Ray. He wants to talk a little Cam and the kebabs. Let's do Gator Ray first, and then we'll get to these other calls. Gator Ray, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey,
Gator Ray.
How are you doing today?
Good.
What's happening?
First of all, that Tiger King show is nuts. Absolutely insane, and I love that you're talking about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you want Cam first, or you want kebabs first? What do you want to do?
I go kebabs.
Okay, kebabs.
Okay, come on. To solve your kebab issue, what you need to do is, you know, you take your chicken breast and you put one of them at a time in a Ziploc, 1 gallon Ziploc bag.
Yes.
Take a mallet, kind of pound them out so they're all even, right?
Yes.
It'll tenderize them and also keep all the meat a uniform size.
Okay.
You can then either cut it into chunks or cut it into strips and layer it on your skewers, and it'll all cook at the same time. It'll all be done at the same time.
Okay.
So, excellent.
So flatten it
That's
out.
A good idea.
Flatten out the chicken first. All right.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
That way, the thick part of the breast gets down, you know, about the same size as the thinner tail end, and it all cooks at the same time, same temperature.
Huh. Okay. Good tip. Right.
I like that's it. That's a very good
it's
tip.
Nice. You can throw some seasoning in the Ziploc bag when you're pounding it out, and it'll infuse all in the meat and be delicious.
Nice.
Sounds good.
All right, now, what's your Cam Newton theory?
I just want him. I just want the Chargers to get him.
Where?
That's all.
Who do you want?
Chargers.
Chargers. Oh, okay.
Well, you saw the pictures today. The pictures today and on TV, he's been working out with Tyrod Taylor. They're together working out, throwing the ball.
I saw that. Tyrod tweeted that thing, and we haven't heard anything else about it. At this point, I don't understand why they just don't go out and get him. I mean, I think he's a perfect fit for what we got going right now.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. I absolutely do.
I think with Cam, next year we're 12-4. We're 11-5. If we're lucky, we're 13-3 and win the division. Otherwise,
well, the problem is wait a second.
Whoa,
no,
whoa, whoa. Do you know what division you're in?
Whoa.
Do you know what division the Chargers are in?
I'm telling you.
12-4, we'll take that big wild card.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll play the Bills or somebody stupid in the first round. And
the Bills or somebody stupid. I'll tell you who better watch out for, because I'll tell you the team that's better than your Chargers. It's going to be better than your Chargers. I'm sorry. It's the Denver Broncos. They're going to be better.
I'm not on board with you on that.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Look at what they have done on defense. Look where they are. I'm sorry. They're ahead of your Chargers. They are ahead of your Chargers. Yes, they are.
No, you're smoking tiger.
If you tell me Cam Newton comes back, you tell me Cam Newton is a starter and comes back at 95% of what he was, maybe I'll change my mind a little bit, but not until then. No way. You are underestimating the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are a good football team.
But there's no way their defense is better than ours. No way.
It absolutely is. Go look at it. Look what they've done.
No.
All right, Gatorade. I'm with you, okay. Gatorade. Hang tough, Gatorade. I am with you on that.
Drew Lock greater than Tyrod Taylor. Fact.
Well, I'm pulling up defensive ranks from last year.
I'm talking about now what they have done in the last
It actually might make your point for you. Yeah, Broncos were ranked 10th in the NFL last year. The Chargers were ranked 14th.
Almost identical.
Yeah,
then.
Sorry.
Fact.
And bringing up the Chargers, we played the soundbite earlier from Marcus Spears talking about he's not bought into this theory that the Chargers are all in on Tyrod Taylor. If they were, they would have put him in a couple games last year when Phillip Rivers was throwing 5 interceptions
in
games.
Great. Absolutely.
I thought it was
great.
A great point he brought up.
I think Winnie the Pooh has a great point. He says, remember when Pete said Tampa was going to win 10 games? It was 11, by the way. The Denver Broncos are his new Tampa.
No, they're not. And if you're going to throw that one at me, throw about LSU Clemson in the national championship before anybody.
Well,
Clemson,
everybody could have got that one.
Clemson, LSU, you got right.
You did. But look, I'm just telling you, look who they got. They got A.J. Boye from Jacksonville on defense. This is a very good defensive team.
Who's replacing Chris Harris?
Drew Lock, I'm telling you, is the real deal. He went 4-1 down the stretch. He blew out the Titans in Tennessee. They got Melvin Gordon this year along with Lindsey. They got a very nice team, a solid team. I think they will finish better than the Chargers. That's all.
Pete, how many
could be 10-6?
Pete, how many wins do you think the Bucs are going to get this year with Brady? 17, 18, 20?
20 wins?
I don't know.
You're putting a lot of faith in Drew Lock, who's had three good games his entire career. That's all I'm saying.
He's 4-1 as a starter. He's only going to get better. You add Melvin Gordon and Lindsey, and they got a good tight end. They got a couple of good wide receivers. I think they're going to be a good team, and they got a really good defense.
It's a big leap.
They've got a really good defense, I'm telling you.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Tyler in Port Charlotte. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, earlier on First Take, they were talking about the most underrated duos in the NBA. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion.
Do you have what's your most underrated duo?
My most underrated duo would probably have to be Kemba and Jason Tatum. Hmm.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, that's definitely
underrated. Yeah, because if we're going to go underrated nationally, you got to throw Bam and Jimmy Buckets in that conversation.
Yeah, I think
that's
so too.
That's a really good duo.
I'm going to go I'm going to go Blake Griffin and the rest of the Pistons.
No, that's not a duo. That's it's just a
piece. Kevin Tatum, yes, when everybody's healthy, yes, absolutely. The problem is the four all-stars that they have haven't been on the floor together all that much this year, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon either.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Yes, Chris?
Let me just finish it out.
Yes.
Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
And there's not a single reason they should be underrated.
Shouldn't be, but
they're phenomenal.
They are.
They can score 90 between them any given night.
It's because it's Portland and,
I agree with that.
Eight-seed-ish kind of around there.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're fun to watch.
And that would be my three, I guess. I'd go Tatum and Kemba, the two Miami guys, and then the two Portland guys.
Very good. All right, back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Sean, how about them Giants?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's happening?
How was your guys' weekend?
Fantastic. How was your did you work all weekend or what?
I did work. I also had some fun. I can tell you, Saturday our toilet paper lasted until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So
there's a win.
Oh, that's a win. Well, things are getting back to normal. All right.
And then Sunday, I went to the Lee Civic Center to do this velocity driving thing. Ended up driving a Lambo for about $100.
Oh, nice.
So now, I got to have fun racing the Lambo.
They still did that?
With social distancing? How many people were
there? There wasn't much people there. That was the thing. It was pretty much, they kept their distance. You know, they didn't get too close, but they let us.
So you drove a Lambo?
Yes, sir.
How long did you get the ride in it?
I got to drive 4 laps in it.
And how fast did you end up going?
I wasn't paying attention just because I kept my eyes on the road. And I kept gassing it whenever I could.
Yeah, did it feel good?
Oh, yes, it felt wonderful, especially on the straightaways.
Let her rip.
But I got a question for you guys.
All right.
So with the NFL suspending, the physicals for free agents, how do you think it's going to affect all these signings that are happening now? Since some teams won't know if their guys are physically fit when they sign them.
Well, all signings will still be pending a physical no matter when that would be. So that's kind of in limbo, if you will. I think it's more of a bigger factor before the draft. Although, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Although I would argue, somebody made the point earlier today, you got enough film on these guys. It wouldn't, you either know or you don't. But that's how it would affect it, basically.
Yeah.
So I got Drew Locke's game log from last year pulled up.
Who do you get his wins against?
Okay.
Tennessee.
There was one big surprising blowout in there.
It was against Houston.
Yeah.
He started weeks 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Okay.
I'll just run through them, right? Week 13 against the Chargers. The Broncos won the game 23-20. He was 18 of 28. That's 64%. Two touchdowns, one pick.
All right.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
I mean, 4.8 yards per pass. That's not great, but whatever.
Right.
He got a win. He threw more touchdowns than interceptions. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, following week, that's the game everybody's talking to or we're all thinking about. At Houston, it was a win 38-24. It wasn't that close.
No. It was the strangest game on the schedule all season.
And this is by far Drew Locke's best game. He was 22 of 27, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Okay.
309 passing yards.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Week 15 at Kansas City, they lost 23-3. He was 18 of 40, 208 yards, no touchdowns, 1 pick.
Mm-hmm.
Week 16, they were home against the Lions. They won that game 27-17. Drew Locke was 25 of 33, 1 touchdown, no picks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the last week of the year, they beat the Broncos beat the Raiders 16-15 at home. Drew Locke 17 of 28. 1 touchdown, no picks. So for the year, he was 100 of 156. That's 64.1%. He had 1,000 yards, which in 5 games, build that out over 16 games, he's over 3,000 yards for the year. 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good year for a rookie like that. That was a late round, a third round pick or a fourth round pick.
I want to say third.
Yeah, and he's only going to get better. He's solid. I think he's drawing rave reviews. A lot of national people are jumping on my bandwagon with him. I'm telling you, he's solid. And I think Stidham's going to be the same thing for the Patriots. Not this year. I mean, you're going to see improvement, but he's got the same. He's going to be good. Stidham's a good quarterback. I thought before both of those teams drafted them, you guys remember this, I said whoever gets Stidham and Locke, they'll probably be third and fourth rounders. They're going to get steals, in my opinion. And still the book is out on Stidham because he hasn't only seen one game. But people are raving about him in practice. Stephon Gilmore said something today about him, about how good he was and how much better a player he made Stephon Gilmore last year in practice. So we'll see.
I like my quarterback better than all these guys.
Oh, Chris Sims has
then what the, guys
has the Lions as the, his sleeper team.
Stafford better than Stidham. I'm not putting anything in Stidham. I'm not putting any stock in Locke.
Well, Stafford,
yet.
Of course, Stafford's better That's right. than Stidham. That's right. And Locke
better.
Right now.
I'm better. That's all I said. That's all I said. I like my quarterback better.
I mean, I don't blame you. I would too. But
putting too much stock in Stidham.
Do we need to point out other obvious things?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's hot out.
Yeah.
kidding.
Oh, great.
You like and your, we're late.
You like your 10-year vet over the third-year rookie.
Yeah.
Third-year rookie. That
I'm not putting
sense.
Any stock in a Stidham yet or Locke. Fact.
I don't know how you can't. I don't know how you can't. At least for Locke. I can't believe you can't.
Chris just gave you four good
names. Name a rookie quarterback that did better than him. Probably Daniels. That's it. Name a rookie quarterback that did better than him last year.
Kyler Murray.
Danny Dimes. I mean, seriously.
Danny Dimes, I said. Danny Dimes.
Yeah. I'm not sold yet. That's all. What's wrong with me saying I want to wait and see more?
Okay, I'm saying. But
I'm not ready to anoint him
the
AFC
yes.
West
okay.
champion because he had four good games.
I didn't say AFC West champion. I said they were going to be.
I got to defend Pete right now. I got to defend Pete.
I did not say AFC champion. I said they'd be better than the Chargers. And I think they will be better than the Chargers.
Right. Pete is somewhere between the Broncos going 8-8 and what Gator Ray thought the Chargers were going to do going, I don't know, 12-4.
No way. The Chargers are going 12-4.
I'm kind of right there with you, but you never know. Never say
never,
Pete Shepard. You never say never.
I will say this. All three teams can make this year's playoff. Hopefully, they could.
They could.
All three.
Well, with the AFC East getting three spots because the Pats are going to miss out. Right. I don't know. They're
right. It's going to be rough.
They're filling up quick.
You know one thing's for certain? You could save money with Farmers Insurance if you bundle your home and auto. It's very simple. And there's only one Farmers Insurance in all of Southwest Florida, and it belongs to Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance Agency on Burnwood Place Drive. Roll on in there. Say, hey, Craig was talking about you on 99.3 ESPN. How are you going to save me some money? And boom, he'll show you within minutes how. It's very simple. Here's his phone number. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. I'm going to give you the phone number one more time. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet?
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. A couple of notes, sad notes. Bobby Hebert Sr. Passed away over the weekend at age 81, and he was positive for coronavirus. Of course, Bobby Hebert Jr. used to play for the Falcons and the Saints.
Saints, yeah.
And his son and Bobby Hebert's Bobby Hebert Sr.'s grandson, T-Bob, plays for LSU, plays center for them currently. I saw that Tony Boselli is also in the hospital with coronavirus. Was in serious condition, but is improving. Also,
yeah, and there was a – that's an interesting story. They bring that up. I was going to bring that up too. But there is a little bit of controversy with that because who was the reporter?
Well, he didn't want him.
Mike Freeman. Mike Freeman, the NFL Network.
He mentioned the health situation.
Reported that Boselli tested positive for COVID. I guess there's some, I don't know. Maybe it was an off-the-record call. I don't know. But
right.
He's taking a little bit of heat for it.
Yeah, he said he really labored whether to go public with that or not. I saw that part, too. Mm. And yeah, I agree with that. Also found something very interesting during the break on Twitter. Britney Spears is trending, and I will tell you why. Do you all remember, whether you remember the show, you remember the image during the Video Music Awards in 2001 where she comes rolling out, she's got the big yellow python around her shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you look in the background of that performance,
Oh.
Doc from Tiger King is wrestling with a tiger behind her on stage.
Oh,
this
my
God. This is unbelievable.
God.
People are finding this stuff and posting it.
Is this in the maybe this is in the documentary?
No,
Chris.
It's not. It's not.
No?
No.
No.
No, I mean, they really don't go into like the – they kind of hit on it in one of the later episodes, like the petting cubs business side of it.
Yes.
But on the whole, they don't really get into like the celebrity side. I know Shaq was – I think Shaq was in the first
Shaq
one.
Shaq was in the first or second episode. Yeah, first episode. Yeah. He bought two cubs.
Now, he kind of went out today and said that Joe Exotic's not my friend. I was just there to look at tigers and purchase them.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm watching this video right now. Yeah, there's Doc in the background with Brittany doing her thing. The whole tiger theme. Everybody dressed up in leopard skins and everything, man. Huh. I'm a Slave for You is the song that she did.
What a great, great music video.
Yeah.
Was that one of her, I forget which artist, her, the that was kind of like a slam of her next boyfriend or something like that?
No.
Joey F?
No.
No.
Joey Fatone?
No.
Not Joey. Kevin Federline. K-Fed. K-Fed. Don't be messing with me.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Well, it all comes full circle. I guess I'm going to watch episode 4 tonight of Tiger King.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to finish 3 and watch 4 and so I can get caught up as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Seems to be a hot topic.
You know who I ended up feeling really bad for at the end of the Tiger King? Especially seeing now how this thing has really blown up and become.
Well, the workers.
Well, yeah, okay. That
the workers may either working aside. For free or $100 a month or something.
I felt really bad for the producer. The producer that was producing all of the internet TV.
Yes.
But was doing the reality TV thing behind the scenes.
Yes.
That's who I felt bad for because he thought he was sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way that America has reacted to Joe Exotic, he was sitting on a gold mine. And too bad Joe Exotic hired somebody, allegedly, to go burn down the production studio. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, that happened?
Oh, you guys haven't gotten that far yet.
No, that's a spoiler. No, damn you.
I feel so bad for that guy after all of this because he's the one that lost millions on all of this.
Yeah.
Millions on all of it.
Huh.
Now, are these places still up? It's funny because I was talking to a couple of friends of mine. They're like, they're watching it as well. They're like, we were going to take the grandkids last year to go to the one in Tampa. And they didn't at the last second for whatever reason.
Someone that one's still open. I know that one's still open.
That's Carol's place?
Yeah. I don't
know. So that's still open. I said, again, the Oklahoma.
I don't want to give too much away from
you. Yeah, don't
you
give too much away.
The one in Oklahoma, that's not open anymore.
Right, okay.
I'm not, I mean, you're going to figure that out pretty early in the next few episodes that you watch.
Yeah.
What I can't wait to see, and don't tell me anything, is how they get him to shut it down or if he just walks away from it himself.
They answer everything. They answer everything.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
No.
I still want to know how this girl got to leave the Joe. The one in Oklahoma, his.
Doc.
Doc, I mean.
How, no, that was the one in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, how she got to leave, and it said she was there for, I think, 8 years or 9 years, and all of a sudden she's sitting in a chair in a kitchen or something in her house, and she's just starting to get into, that's where I'm at now, where she's talking about, well, you can't really leave a cult, but.
She says you're free to go anytime, but. And then she never really explains that before the end of episode 3. All I learned is she got implants when she was there because that was suggested.
Well, she's like, look, you end up so dependent on Doc because he's paying everybody $100 a week. Yeah. But other than
hold on, $150, and it was $128.36 after tax.
Oh, was it?
For 18-hour days, mind you.
7 days a week.
There's no Christmas.
12-hour days, I believe. But, yeah, I'm sure some of it was 18.
But still, like, I mean, you get caught up where you don't have the ability to save any money. If you leave, where are you going to go?
Right.
You're not getting paid enough to where you can go out and start a new life for yourself. So it's cyclical.
It would also be semi acceptable if the living conditions were very good, and they, but they're not very good. Well, they're unlivable.
In Doc's, at Doc's place, harem is, they all got their own like 2,000 square foot house. It's nice.
No, but you're, but the other one
at with, Joey Exotic, they're living Joey in Exotic, rundown, yeah. dilapidated trailers with rats in the drawers. And then Carol, I haven't seen much of what her deal is. They got everybody volunteering to work for free. I haven't seen where anybody else lives other than
remember
her house.
She said, no, they work. But remember, she gives them different colored shirts. Remember?
Yeah.
A blue shirt is an intern. You have to be there a year to move up your way up from a blue shirt to like a yellow shirt. Then a yellow shirt goes to a
Yes, but
a
we haven't seen
shirt.
Their living conditions because we presume they come, they live elsewhere.
Right.
They come
live,
in to work
they live
every day.
Well, they're volunteers.
Right.
She's
right.
not paying for that labor where the other big cat farms, if you will, they're paying for the labor.
Yeah.
And everything that goes along with that. And then you start to see, as the series moves forward, that Carol's done a really good job positioning the Big Cat Sanctuary. I think that's what it's called up in Tampa. Yeah. She did a really good job positioning the Big Cat Sanctuary, A, on social media. So she's got a whole nother revenue stream
she's
got coming.
2 million followers.
Yeah, she's got a whole different revenue stream coming
like
in
Facebook
from social
pays
media.
Her.
Yeah, that she gets like 5-figure checks from Facebook every single month. And then also, she's positioned it with that word sanctuary where people start thinking, okay, she's helping the Tigers. Right. She's not hurting the Tigers. Although I think it was funny, one of the smaller players early on in the first episode, you know, kind of makes a joke out of it, like, "Hey, if everybody's for this for Tigers continuing to be bred around the world and be alive, aren't we doing a good thing?"
Right, because they were almost extinct, right. And now there are more held in captivity in the United States than roam free in the rest of the world.
Well, I'm just reading this now coming over. Joe Exotic, the central figure in the hit Netflix true crime program Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. I don't know if you guys, did you see this? He's now asking the White House for a presidential pardon, allowing him to walk free from a Florida prison where he's serving 22 years for a murder-for-hire plot that forms the central storyline of the 7-part docuseries.
Give it to
he's
him!
He's asking President Trump for a special investigation or a presidential pardon.
Well, I know Cardi B has funded a GoFundMe page to help him out. Man, this is insane!
But it's nice because I think we can get both parties supporting this.
He says, "Mr. President, I am pleading with you to please have this looked into. I am currently incarcerated at the Grady County Jail in Oklahoma, facing 20 to 50 years in prison for doing the same thing every zoo and sanctuary owner has done to do at one time or another. His petition, by the way, may be complicated by a separate filing, a $94 million lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Interior, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and other government agents that Joe Exotic filed late last week."
You guys have to finish this show so we
oh,
can gotcha. Actually
I
talk
may finish
about
it tonight.
We've got to talk about this.
Chris, are you suggesting that Joey Exotic is going to bring America together?
It's Joe Exotic, and yes, he's bipartisan. He's going to unite the front.
All right, very good.
We've had a sheriff who wants to open up the reopening investigation, and now we have Joe Exotic pleading with the President Trump to get him a pardon.
And his mullet doesn't have anything on mine.
This is like Hoffa with
mullet.
Nixon.
That's a mullet.
Right, Craig? It's like Hoffa with Nixon.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible. All right. Coming up, again, we've been highlighting local restaurants all day. We're going to continue doing this because this is the backbone of our community that's really, really hurting as well. Both employees and all that kind of stuff with everything going on, coronavirus. Today we're talking about our good friends at Lansdowne, located at 24851 South Tamiami Trail, Bonita Springs. Chris is getting ready to dial up his dinner right now.
It's the Big Poppy Press, Cuban roast
baby.
Pork, roasted red peppers, sautéed onions, cilantro mayo, delicious, and pepper jack cheese pressed.
Yum.
All right. Sign me up.
So call 239-495-3800. Place your order for dinner right now. Everybody's still doing pickup and takeout and all that kind of stuff. And some do delivery as well. Lansdowne, Bonita Springs, 239-495-3800. Place an order for dinner or check out their full menu at lansdowne-street.com. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. By the way, they also have curbside service ready to go for carryout. Get your dinner on. You also get the beer. Beer to go. Beer to go. Like $2. A little service charge there. Help them out of Twin Peaks. Happy birthday, Vincent Van Gogh. What? 1853. Don't go way back there. Oh, you know how we mentioned
nice
earlier?
Year.
You know how we mentioned earlier that today on this day in history, the 87 championship, the yep. Hoosiers and Keith Smart, and then the 81 Isaiah beat on Chris's yep. North Carolina Tar Heels. We can go further back. 1940, this day in history, Branch McCracken and the Indiana Hoosiers beat Kansas 60-42. I mean, we're hanging banners all over the place every decade. That's how we roll.
NIT was a better tournament back then.
You're horrible. Eric Clapton, happy birthday in 1945. 1962, MC Hammer, it's Hammer time.
I saw that. I saw a video of him as a ball boy for the Oakland A's today in the dugout.
Fact.
Yep.
Lomas Brown, happy birthday, 1967. Always liked him. Offensive lineman. Used to be at the Lions, lost a lot of games, then went to Tampa and got a ring. 1964, Jeopardy aired for the first time. 1968, happy birthday, Celine Dion. Who knew that? Richard Sherman, happy birthday, 1988. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, ex-MLB star Aubrey Huff, remember him?
Yeah.
Lost his mind today on people hoarding toilet paper during the coronavirus quarantine, saying straight up, quote, "I hope your buttholes fall off."
And and you can quote me.
Huff's rant all went down today because he says after three trips to different stores to try to find some wipes for his bum, he couldn't find any. My question is, how is there no toilet paper on the shelves, but there's plenty of groceries, plenty of booze? I don't get this crap. Aubrey concluded his title with a simple bleep you.
Nice. A lovely thought. Chris?
Yeah.
Craig, do you know who Sylvester Turner is? You should.
Not off the top of my head.
He's the mayor of Houston.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sylvie.
Yeah. To all of his close friends.
Sure.
And Pete Shepard.
Right.
Sylvester Turner, Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Yes.
Went on the television today.
Yes.
To talk to the people of Houston.
Went on the telly.
Well, it's a pandemic. People are scared. So you got to lean on your elected officials right now.
Yeah.
They've got to be the rocks.
Yes.
And he was a rock today. Pleading with criminals to stay home and not commit crimes.
That'll work.
Because crime in a non-pandemic setting is okay. But when there's a pandemic, damn it, there's just too much to lose out there. And the health of our first responders is on the line. You know, not their safety, because then we put that on the line every day. But the health of our first responders on the line. So criminals, per your mayor of Houston, please stay home.
Yeah, that's why I left.
Just ridiculous.
That's one of the reasons I left.
Does it need to be said?
No.
Criminals don't crime.
Hey, bad guys, stay home.
Gosh.
Ridiculous. Well,
this is the same city that just shipped off D-Hop. There's not a lot of clear thinking going on in Houston right now, right?
Yep.
All right, how much time?
Unbelievable.
A few minutes.
What do you mean
any
a
games
few minutes?
Coming up? What game's coming up
it's
this week?
It's 56 minutes past the hour. Am I working overtime?
Tonight.
What?
Yeah, tonight we are. It's that whole spot inventory thing.
All right. We got Spain and Company coming up.
Any games coming up this week, Chris?
No.
No.
We're not going to do greatest Final Fours?
We'll have a game Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll have two games on Saturday and then a game on Monday, because the Final Four would be Saturday and then the Natty would be Monday. So.
And then after Monday, was Monday going to be Masters Week, or was it the next week?
No, next.
Yeah. Okay. So April 12th should have been the final round of the Masters. That is not the case. Although I did see Augusta National donating $2 million to help local families in Augusta.
Nice. Very nice. All right. So we got Spain to come. Oh, we got a Sheeman and Shepard cash grab coming up. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You can win $500 right here over the next 15 minutes. In fact, I'm going to help you out today.
Ooh, you going to give the word?
The word is going to be charge.
Woo! Like the Chargers.
Like Chargers, but not. Yeah.
But without the S.
Right. 4 or 5, just charge.
Charge. Without the R either.
Without the R either. All right, everybody. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Good night, Southwest Florida. Stay healthy. God bless America and the world.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.